As victims of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita piece together their finances, many of them may choose bankruptcy as an option to try and clear the decks and begin anew. The bankruptcy laws will change when the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005 goes into effect on October 17th. With the new law comes tighter requirements, which include credit counseling and means testing. Yesterday, the U.S. trustee program at the Department of Justice announced measures designed to ease some of the requirements for victims of the Gulf Coast hurricanes. Here now to help us understand these changes is Sam Giordano. He is the executive director of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and he joins us by phone from his office in Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And I just want to tell our listeners that if you have questions about the new law, especially if you are an evacuee of Hurricane Katrina, give us a call. The number here is 800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255. Of course, you can email us at totn@npr.org. And you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So, Sam Giordano, for those of our listeners who aren't sure what the new bankruptcy law is all about, just give us a little sense of the changes that are going to go into effect on October 17.
Well, sure. The new law is just about 10 days away now. It has been in the works for several years in Congress, and it represents a fundamental change in approach in particularly consumer bankruptcy, although there are some significant business bankruptcy changes as well. The law imposes some new requirements at the front end in terms of counseling as a precondition to being eligible to even seek relief under the bankruptcy code. And then for those who have the ability to repay some of their debts to creditors over a period of time, the law provides a mechanism to more easily shift them into repayment plans, where over a period of roughly 60 months, they will repay a portion of their debts to their creditors. The bill does much more than that, but by and large, it represents a statement by Congress that bankruptcy laws were previously too easy, too readily available, and too forgiving in terms of the scope of relief provided.
And in terms of those who are affected by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, what are the motions that were made yesterday, and how are they tailored to help those people?
Well, what was done yesterday was fairly significant. The Justice Department, within their discretion to enforce some of the key provisions of the law, has announced that they will relax certain of the enforcement guidelines for victims of the hurricanes in the Gulf Coast region. They've relaxed things like document requirements. The law provides, for example, that filers would have to provide copies of tax returns and pay stubs to verify their income and expenses. And the Justice Department has said that they will relax certain of those requirements if the person is otherwise eligible to file for bankruptcy. They also announced that they would consider income loss and expense increases that are directly related as effects of the natural disaster when calculating the means test under the bill, which determines whether or not an individual is eligible to file for either Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 of the Bankruptcy Code. And they also allowed more discretion and flexibility in terms of where the case could actually be filed. After all, many of the Katrina-related victims are not located in Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama anymore. They're in different parts of the country. To the extent that they are relocated and still want to file for bankruptcy in a local court where they are now, the Justice Department has announced that they will not raise or support an objection to what's called the venue where the matter was filed in those cases. So they're going to allow people to get into the system and then perhaps transfer the venue at a later time that's more convenient to the rest of the parties. That's one of the a number of things they have done. And then the previous day, they had announced a relaxation of the credit counseling requirement.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. I mean, credit counseling is really an important part of people who are filing for bankruptcy, and this would allow people affected by the hurricanes to do not to have to go through that. Why is that?
Well, that is an acknowledgement by the Justice Department that at least on a temporary basis, that some of those providers of those services are simply going to be unavailable in the affected regions. Counseling can be done under the provisions of the law by internet and by phone, but there also is contemplated the ability to get counseling face-to-face, in person, in terms of being an effective way to provide options to individuals who are facing financial problems.
What about, there were some proposals to offer a year's grace to victims of the hurricanes, and that didn't happen. Why not?
Well, that's because the Justice Department doesn't have the authority to unilaterally change the effective date of the provision. That would require a statutory change, which can, of course, can only come from Congress. And there are bills pending in both the House and Senate that would do just that, that would delay the October 17th date until some date in the future, 6 months, 1 year, even more than that.
So that may still happen. That still
it's
is a possible,
but I wouldn't count on it. I would, for all parties involved in the system, whether they represent debtors or creditors or whether they're a potential debtor themselves, I think that everybody needs to count on October 17th as the starting date.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mr. Giordano.
My pleasure.
Sam Giordano is the executive director of the American Bankruptcy Institute. He joined us by phone from his offices in Northern Virginia. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.